Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 9th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
Good, good. I started to work again after 3 weeks of vacation.
Yeah.
I tried to find myself in the work again.
Okay, it's difficult. Eh? It's depressive.
No, it's not so depressive. So I realized that I missed some of my colleagues.
Okay.
One or two, not a lot. Yeah, but I realized that I did not miss the monotone work. How the day goes. Maybe if we were in the office, it would be a bit more exciting.
I don't know. I think that generally people are depressed right now because of the lockdown and the, I don't know, no clear direction in which we will go in the next months, if we will get like more freedom or less or whatever. And and we can say to each other that our job sucks sometimes. It's quite boring. I hope we will get in we get a little bit better. But and also it's January and
but surprisingly the weather is cold, but it is not so dark and rainy.
Yeah, but you know, after the 21st of December, there's more and more light every day. So now it's, thank God, that the worst is past. And we just have to hold a little bit until March, April, and, which there will be nice weather. And
but it is so cold. We go out every day for Sif, for the dog. But each day I say, yesterday my leg hurt because of the cold, really.
Well, for me, to be honest, it's never cold. I remember when I was living next to Berlin and we had these 2 weeks of minus 20 and my colleagues still wanted to open the windows to make like fresh air changing and I was basically dying inside. So for me, it's not really a big deal. I tend not to stay out because I'm still afraid to get sick because of the cold. But for the rest, I mean, it's not a problem to have a walk or something like this. Also, there's a lot of things going on this week, right?
Yeah.
Like in the world, except the lockdown and the vaccines.
Well, especially in the United States.
There's civil war right
they
now.
They went crazy out of the blue.
Yeah, it's like there's probably the beginning of a Marvel movie or something like this. Certain moment Captain America will come.
The characters was also, they were like, you could see that one of them came out from Mad Max, maybe.
Other
ones were so funny to see.
You know that they said that the leader of these guys is half Italian. So another thing to be proud of, right?
Yes.
So yeah, it's interesting what they did. I'm still shocked about how police let them inside. I mean, I would have expected to kill everyone before even started to go into the main door. But I don't know, they handled it like this. And to be honest, right now, US, I think, is really ridiculous.
I think they become a core cartoon, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially in Europe, I think that everyone thinks that the US is kind of a comic, a comic book or something.
Yeah. To be honest, this is not a show of democracy. This is a show of nonsense.
I feel bad for the people that actually they're trying to make it work, like all the people that they want to do the right thing, then both of the parties, politicians and people, administrative people that they were there. I feel bad because I mean, they I think that they believe in the democracy and in the normal political change of ideas, and you know, there's always winners and there's always losers, but then there's this guy that is basically a clown, and for 4 years he's threatened the whole world, and it just make everything worse. And yeah, they're still like they cannot kick him out, you know. I'm so, I don't know. We had similar stuff with Berlusconi. But at a certain moment, I remember it was in 2008. It was so bad, the situation, and that it was so impossible to deny what he was doing, that they just basically kicked him out from politics. I mean, with the you know, the voting and the parliament, you know, his party become less and less strong. And now it's like, yeah, it's there, but no one really cares about it. So, I mean, at a certain moment, the country, I think, he react about what he was doing. But I don't see this coming from the US.
No. And well, sadly, I don't see also coming from my country, from Turkey. So we have a very similar situation for 20 years now. 19 years, I would
The
say,
point
yeah,
is
to
that
be more precise.
Turkey is not controlling like half of the weapon in the world.
Yeah,
So,
that's also true.
but yeah, let's see if they will do something else on the 20th of January. I think that I will turn on like American channel and I will watch the whole transfer of power because I mean, like everyone will wait everything, right?
Yeah,
So I'm
yeah.
just, it's like a movie, you know. Now
It will be a real-time action movie, like
yeah.
Those Gerard Butler movies that they save the White House all the time.
Yeah, they even, I was telling you before, they even found the guitarist of Ice Earth there. Like, I mean, why? Seriously. I'm not.
They needed a bard in the party, so he's there to give moral support.
I think he was bored, was not able to play, so he needed to find another way to
yeah,
spend
probably,
his time.
Yeah.
But you know, also another thing that I thought was like, okay, it's completely fine if you want to demonstrate during the because you think it's wrong, whatever. It's also fine if you go to parliament and you block it like physically. You know, it happened also in Italy in the past. But being violent and be so so not respectful for the things inside the Congress
yeah,
and the people,
no,
this is something
sense.
That really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because if you go there, you are just like, I don't know, make some statement and close the doors and close yourself into the Congress. Yeah, okay, it's like you're stopping like an activity, but you're not really make anything bad. I mean, it's also fine. This is democracy after all, the possibility to demonstrate. But the fact that you really do it in a so unrespectful
you
way.
You try to steal some artworks, etc. It's just...
That it was amazing.
Yeah.
That I was like, seriously, I mean... Like, I think that now terrorists are just thinking, okay, it's so easy to go to Congress, let's blow up, you know?
No, but I think this is what happens when you... This is what will happen when... Or if the rules didn't exist, this little show showed us the true nature of human. He won't do anything with that artwork or with that vase. He just took it for the sake of it because he thought that he knew that he could.
Maybe, I don't know, but yeah, it's. I don't know. It's another, you know, crazy stuff that we have after all the crazy stuff that happened in 2020. So also for this reason, there's a lot of people that are so depressed because it's 2021 just started 7 days, 6 days, and they're already bullshit coming out. So I think that there's no hope for the future right now. People are just living at the minimum, you know, just doing the normal stuff and think day by day. Because if you think about the future, you're like, oh my God, where we are going, you know?
Yeah.
And also there was another news in the metal world, right?
We lost Alexei Laiho.
Yeah, it's he died suddenly in his house in Finland.
He's Finnish, I think.
Yeah, he's Finnish, but his wife is Australian, so I don't really know where he's located.
I think they were in Europe.
Okay.
I don't expect them to be in Australia. At least the ceremony, etc., will take place in Finland.
Okay.
Yeah, for me it is sad. It was Children of Bodom was one of the important bands that I listened when I was a teenager. I would say it was one of my first metal bands that I listened. For me, it's not something to say. It's not something nice to say. But I always thought that he was a bit over. He wasn't as good as people think. In my opinion.
You mean musically?
Musically.
Yeah.
I feel lucky and I'm happy that I was able to see them live 2-3 years ago in the Netherlands. So if he died before I saw them, I would be sad. You could see that he had health issues or mental issues. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, they said that they have long. He had a long health issue. Yeah, you could see in the last concert that he had that it was not good.
Yeah.
And he was known as a person that drinks a lot. Well, normally people in North Europe drinks a lot, but he was also like even over the top. And he didn't miss any chance that he could take to do something risky. He just took it. So, you don't really know how these people will finish at a certain moment, yeah, because they're just like they think. I mean, you take a risk, oh, it's fine. You take another risk, you're okay. You continue like this, and then at a certain moment, you feel they're invincible. You know, which is also not good. Yeah, it's sad also because he was only 41.
Yeah, so yeah. This is the sad thing about it. It's a very young age to.
And in December, he signed with the Nuclear Blaster for his
new
his
band. Last band.
But I also discovered that he left Children of Bodom. You know.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I at the beginning I saw that it was the opposite, kicked that out. The other guys decided to start a new musical experiences because, you know, at a certain moment you're also tired to play the same stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it was the person that decided to close. So he left Children of Bodom, and the other guys, they said, okay, guys, what are we going to do? Do we continue to be Children of Bodom? And they said, no, let's do something new. And they just split, which is something really strange because basically he left Children of Bodom for to do the same music.
maybe he was tired of those guys.
Yeah. I don't know. It's who knows what will happen in these years. I don't know if we will never know. I don't know if in anyone will start to talk at a certain moment. Yeah, let's see. It's sad, and
His cause of death is not published.
Yeah, exactly.
But you could see that he was not very healthy from the photos, the last photos that he had.
Yeah, he was really skinny, and he also suffered of. I read because, of course, now Metal Hammer, Metal Sucks, and all the other websites are making like articles about his career, and they reported that in the past when he was doing like tours, he had issues. He had to go to hospital, and then sometimes he had to cancel the complete tour. But it was never revealed what he had. So it might be that he had like really like long term health issue.
Possible.
And then he was trying to do his best. He tried to go further, but at a certain moment, maybe because of stress or the fact that also touring is really not painful, but it takes a lot of energy and so on. Then at a certain moment, the body was not able to go further.
It was a sad news.
Was a sad news that it just make us believe that 21 will be shit at 2020. So let's stay tuned.
let's stay tuned to
other shit that will happen. Yeah. I mean, we are here to tell you guys.
Well, I think the one thing is for sure that the first 6 months we won't have any concerts.
Yeah,
that's for sure. I think that is nearly official. It's not official, but yesterday or I think 2 days ago, I received an email from Grass Pop that it's also cancelled again for this year. So in 2021, we won't have Grass Pop. I doubt that any other big festival will take place.
No, it's not possible. I see that there are still bands planning concert, but in small venues for October 2021.
I also saw in big venues like O2 Arena, etc., or some Amsterdam Arena. But
these are psychopaths, to be honest. But let's see. I'm not buying any ticket anymore. I don't care. I'm sorry for you guys, but I'm really like I did this in the past, and I was lucky to be refunded, but now I'm just like, no, I mean, if we have to wait, we have to wait. I'm sorry for these guys. I'm sorry that they will not have money to continue to with their lives, but it's really like not the situation to go to concert, and it's too risky. And let's see when the vaccine kick in, and maybe we can have small concert outside. It's like I'm completely okay to go and have like a nice beer and listen to a band. But if I think about like a vaccine and stuff like this, probably not even in 2022 I will go.
It depends on the vaccination, I guess. If we see that the immunity is there, and we are get rid of corona altogether, then why not? But we don't know if it will happen or not.
Yeah. Let's see. So what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, today this episode is again a Saint Serena episode. The most fun episode that we recorded, I guess. So again, we will consult your wisdom and your high intellectual and emotional capacity, I would say.
Yeah, because
creativity.
I will give like love advice to metalheads.
Yes.
What about if I start a Twitch channel about it? Do you think he will be successful?
I think with your consultations, with the ideas that you come up with, you would see much people they kick their ass with your approach strategies, I would say.
Yeah.
The being, for being creepy, they can also get out from the concerts, taking out from the concerts.
I think that you did not understand the fully concept of spiraling, but we can discuss it later.
We literally tried and it was very...
No, but you did it in the wrong way. As I said, you don't have to stare at the girl while you're spiraling. You have to pretend that you're like doing your own stuff while you're actually having mind your path, you know? So you're just going closer and closer to this girl, but you're not looking at her. Yeah, okay, maybe like you stare, not so stare, but you know, you're looking at her with the corner of the eye for like a couple of seconds, but you need to pretend that you're enjoying the concert.
Yeah. Okay, so this brings us to our first question.
First question.
So now we are in a metal bar. Again, in a metal
in the future
when they are open. So we saw a girl and how to approach it. So I hope it's not with spirals because now we don't have like a crowd.
Exactly. So, well, this is my experience as a Italian, let's say. So I don't know if they have the same situation also in other countries. So at least for my experience, we have metal bars in the north, maybe also in the south. I don't know. But
at least we also have some metal bars in Eindhoven.
And
in Turkey, we had...
Let's say metal bar, to be honest. This would be cool. Can you imagine to open a metal bar here?
The Jack is a rock bar, maybe. At least they play metal music.
Yeah, okay. But
Also have live music. Okay,
this is another discussion.
Okay.
So, first of all, for me, it's really difficult to imagine a girl that goes to a metal bar by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, normally, you can see either with the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, okay, don't do anything, please. unless you want to die. Either with the female friends, or this probably is the most... the easiest way you can find a girl is in a mixed group, then it's only with girls and then only with guys. So let's take like the most probable situation. So you see a girl that is with a group of guys in the bar. So how to approach her? Well, it's quite difficult, to be honest. The point is that normally in a bar, or either people are drunk and then they start to talk to each other, or otherwise they will stay in their own table or in their own area and they will just enjoy themselves. And when is this situation, is very difficult. So you can try two things. One thing is that maybe see if there's a guy that you even know slightly that belongs to the group of the girl, and you start to talk with him. And while you're talking with him, you're like, you know, sending like, at least look at the girl.
You maintain the eye contact.
No, not maintain, because you're not perfect. But let's say you're just looking at the girl, or you're smiling on stuff like this, and you see if she does the same with you. But of course, it's not that you're just... I don't know if guys are able to do multitasking, but you need to be able to... talk with these guys that you're approaching, because otherwise he will think that is not important. But at the same time, you need to send this signal to the girl. And then luckily, I mean, she knows that you know this guy and will try to get the contact from him. Or maybe if you're like brave enough, you can do the same. So in like a couple of days after, you contact this guy via phone or whatever, and you ask, oh, but what about this girl?
Sorry to interrupt. So in this case, you just go chat with a guy, you look at the girl, smile from time to time, and hope that she took the message and will ask the guy that...
Yeah, it doesn't really work. Well, it depends. Let's see that it can you can just wait, but the probability are low. Otherwise, you contact this guy later, like via Facebook or you know social, and you're like, oh, I see your friend that you know, if she's dating someone. Let's hope that he will not say, oh, he's dating me. but I mean, it can be like a way. If it's a girl, it's even better. So if you know one of the girlfriends, it's even better because it's less, it's easier to talk.
Less risk, yeah. Also, okay, so basically the direct approach is nearly impossible.
It's nearly impossible, yeah.
But you told that generally the girls, they don't go to a bar or the concerts on their own by themselves.
No.
But well, in rare cases this happens, right? So I already saw some
people.
You are doing, yeah, I saw you also in the concerts alone. So the second question is related to this rare species, let's say.
Okay.
So if a girl goes to a bar or concert alone, does this means that she's looking for guys?
No. Never.
So we never, or
I mean, it can happen that you find a guy that look interesting and you would like to approach him, but it's not that a girl is going to a metal bar because she wants to hook up someone.
Mm.
But anyway, I didn't finish with my
sorry, there are the sorry,
there are two ways, I said.
Okay.
One is this one, and the other, you need to be a friend of the bartender. Because the bartender is the messenger.
So you need to be a customer for a long time in that
exactly.
bar.
Exactly. So the point is that what at least I experienced by myself is that metal bars are so rare that basically all the scene is there.
Yeah.
Of like, let's say, in the radius of 50 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like quite...
always the familiar faces, you would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, exactly. There's mm-hmm. always the same people. So at a certain moment, the bartender knows everyone because, yeah, people go in there and ask mm-hmm. for drinks and so on. And yeah, you can if you're also get a little bit more intimate with him, let's say,
mm-hmm.
you can also ask him if he knows something about that group or that girl,
mm-hmm.
and he can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would be just like, you know, you are at the bar, you're drinking at the bar, and this mm-hmm. girl is approaching to like take a drink, and then he maybe can make like a like, you know, you start to do more small talk when he's pouring the beer, and mm-hmm. he can ask the girl, oh, but you're here with your boyfriend, whatever, you know. I saw
to gather some information.
Yeah,
you say.
Exactly. And then maybe like make a joke, and then yeah, you know, these guys or like, oh, do you like this band? Oh, you know, mm. this like so I don't know, something, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. Every culture has its own way to do small
start conversations. Yeah,
I mean, mm-hmm. I did see something like this in the past in my experience, not to hook up girls, mm-hmm. but at least, you know, to make connection, just because we are like a big family, you know. It's
yeah.
it's like to know new people and start to talk. And also when I was going to take something to drink, guys just because they were sitting at the bar, they were just say small talk, small things to me,
mm-hmm.
so it can also be another way to get in contact with the girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, and also to be honest, if you go to a metal bar and you want to get interested by a girl, I don't mm-hmm. know if it's English, but anyway, it would be better if you are in a group. Because if you're alone and you're drinking at the bar, you look kind of creepy. So girls, we're not, I mean, unless you're really, really handsome, otherwise, mm. girls will not start to look at
no,
you.
No, but
like
this is also the sad truth about it. If you are handsome, something you do is just how cool or how
yeah,
funny.
Exactly.
If you are not handsome, then you are creepy.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we need to talk more to the regular people. So if the guy is already like Henrik Cahill, or I don't know, then he doesn't really need advices from you, I would say.
Oh, another thing that you can do.
Hmm.
Well, you know, at least in my experience, normally you arrive around 9, 9:30, 10 to at the bar, and then you go at 2 or 3 when mm-hmm. it closes. And of course, the alcohol level is increasing, no?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a certain moment that in the bar, there's really like a nice situation because everyone is like tipsy and happy, and there are people that are more open.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you can do is like, you know, I don't know, let's say that you sit with your friends on a table and there's this group of people sitting another table, and you know one of these guys, and then you ask him to approach to come to your table because he's a friend of yours and drink a beer together, and then mm. while you're there you're like, ah, you know, I really like this girl, like, you know, guys are more open when they're a little bit tipsy,
mm-hmm.
so maybe you can use it as an excuse, so in the after they will come and laugh at you will say, oh god, you know, I was so drunk that yeah, everything was coming out from my mouth. So you can save like your own you're proud if everything mm-hmm. goes really, really bad,
mm-hmm.
And the other guys were like, hey, I respect you because you were so drunk, blah blah, you know how guys are doing, like really shitty, this kind of stuff, you know.
So no, but it's also very sad that I don't see any direct approach. So you cannot just go and talk to the girl in a bar.
Well, actually it depends also on the design of the bar itself, and I tell you this because in the bar in which I was going, there was this toilet for girls. So the toilet for guys was behind the bar and it was in a corner, small, and no one was carrying it there. But the toilet for girls, it was in the walking path between the bar and the basement. In the basement, they were doing concert, or sometimes it was open also as second room. So what was happening? There was this walking path, and then there was the stair that was going to a restaurant, but it was closed because the restaurant at the time was not it was another company. Or I don't know, you could not go via the stairs basically. So what was happening, since there was one toilet for girls, of course, as always, there was always queue. So what was happening, like, the girls were staying in the queue to use the bathroom. They were sitting on the stairs and just talk to each other. So if you were a guy and you were just walking through this walk path to go down or up, you could just say, oh God, girls, I feel so sorry for you because you have to wait. And you know, you just take the excuse for conversation. And you just go back and forth, back and forth. This was typically the strategy.
The strategy, yeah? Okay.
Because like there was the band playing and guys were coming back up because they say, oh, there's a bar, but it's so crowded that I come to take the beer on the upper bar. And then they were just going back and forth and talk with the girls that were waiting at the bathroom. It's genius if you think about it. I mean, all bars should be the structure like this.
Yes.
So if you have this kind of situation if you're in your metal bar, please use it, guys.
Okay. Yeah, so the only direct approach is
so many good
in the toilet line. Okay,
exactly.
Okay. So this question might be, maybe you should think about it. So I just will drop it, and if you don't have an answer yet, maybe we can ask it later. The cheesiest pickup lines that you ever heard from a metalhead.
I mean, I don't think that. When did they, I mean, how many times it happens that a guy hook up with me in a concert? I think he rarely happened. And it was never like, you know, you're so beautiful. Well, maybe once they told me you're so beautiful, can I buy you a drink? But for the rest, it was really like, you know, drunk guys that were not able to talk with me. Oh, but I can tell a nice story.
Okay.
So basically, my third Wacken, it was in 2015. Of course, I went alone. Because Wacken is so expensive, I always go alone. And then
because your friends are very poor, or
it's a mix of stuff.
No, you cannot push anyone to buy an expensive ticket.
Wacken is a very, really tiring festival. It's like it's the most tiring festival that I ever been in my life. For the weather, for the people, there's too many people. You have your tent is like 8 kilometers far from the stage. So, and that year I decided to go one day in advance. So basically, if you go one day in advance, you have to pay 20 euros more to put your tent, because you have like this advantage respect to the other people. But it was close to the stages, let's say. And I didn't have so much to do, no? So I went to eat. There was like some street food trucks and some tables. And that's all. At the beginning, there was, and some attractions. So I sit there and I start to eat my stuff. And then there was like, there was like a long table and it was completely filled with this group of Danish people. And I asked them, oh guys, can I sit here? I mean, I'm alone. And so, yeah, no problem. But they were doing their own stuff. So I started to eat, and then these guys that was basically in front of me approached me, and we start to talk. And then a certain moment his friends left and he said, okay, I stay with her. I mean, I didn't even invite him to stay with me. But we were talking. I said, okay, I mean, I don't have anyone here, so it's no problem. And you know, at a certain moment I realized it was interested, but the thing that really makes me laugh was that at a certain moment we reached one of these attractions that I told you, and there were like gym fitness tools, like, you know, the how do you call the one that you
heavyweight
but the long
bench,
the long bar,
bench press.
No, yeah, this is the one that you lay down. But then you the thing that you how do you call it?
About, do you think that I'm a sportsman?
No, but I heard it so much, this word. So there's like a bar, a long bar, and at the end of this bar you have the weights.
this is heavy lifting, I would
okay,
say.
But okay, you guys also understood, right? Uh-huh. Because we're so pro.
Not the dumbbells, right?
Sorry?
Not the dumbbells.
Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, there was this thing, no? And also other weights and stuff mm-hmm. like this. And then, I don't know, it just went there. It was completely drunk at the time, at the moment we were drunk. And then he just went there and he said, oh, I will show you how much I can lift and so on. So he went there and there was like a lot of weight on this this thing. And he started to lift and he managed, but he was like exploding basically. He was getting red and I'm like, no, but I don't need to see it. It was nice because from one side he wanted to show that he was cool, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But from the other, it was like... I don't know, ridiculous, I think. But I mean, it was cute anyway.
It's
girls like this kind of
primordial
stuff.
Mating approach to show you how strong he is.
I mean, you know, I think that most of the metalhead are so primordial from one side. And God, I really miss not to meet them, you know.
Mm.
Because like in concert, I mean, some of them, especially the old guard, it's amazing. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can spend all the time hugging them, to be honest. They're so cute. I mean, they look scary,
mm-hmm.
but for me they look so cute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss them so much. Anyway, the day after he even pretend he didn't know me.
Oh, after he sobered up.
Yeah, exactly. This is what this was said. But anyway, no, coming back to the discussion. No, cheesy line, to be honest. No,
but this whole story was the cheesiest I ever. Yeah, so to impress a girl by lifting. So yeah, I think it was worth an answer.
I was so scared because I thought, okay, because there was no one checking him. Normally, so when you do this, you need to have someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but if he just faint or something, who will go? And I mean, he will die, like because. You would not be able to breathe, you know.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I was like, "Why you're doing it? At least buy me a beer. It's fine."
Her expectations are not so much. Yeah.
No, but I need to be honest. Even if there were not so many metalheads that they tried to flirt with me in the past, I get a lot of beer and free alcohol through the
but
last.
But those are approach for flirts. To be honest, if you had lots of free beer, it's lots of flirt approach, but you are literally clueless about it.
What do you mean?
Why would you buy a girl beer if you don't want to flirt with them?
Oh no, I know, but that the nice thing is that if I like it, it's fine. If it's not, I just go away.
Oh
did they tell you that I was hooked up by a famous singer?
No.
Oh God, I hope that he's not listening to me. It was long time ago, but he was the singer of Dying Fetus.
It's Dying like Fetus, okay.
I think they play deathcore.
The name makes it quite clear. Yeah.
And it was really like a strange way to do. I was in Brutal Assault at the mm-hmm. time, and I was sit because I was so tired. Mm-hmm. Just sit there, enjoying, of course, alone. Mm-hmm. And then there was this guy next to me that he offered me to smoke a bong in a hapo.
Uh-huh.
It was cool, actually. It tastes like hapo, so it was really nice. But then from there, he brought me backstage and they had like a lot of coupon for beer and stuff. So we start to drink together. Mm-hmm. And then we hang out with a guy from another band that I don't remember anymore. But he had like the best dreads I see in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool, actually.
Nice. Yeah, you had nice time at least.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was bald or bald?
Bald.
Bald, because I always confuse you.
Yeah, bald. Bald. Yeah, it's a very hard to bald. Yeah.
Bald. He has a really great blue eyes, but mm-hmm. he was also 40. And at the time, I was like 24, 23, something like this. Too much. Maybe you know, if we had like less time.
Age difference.
But I don't want to move to the US. No, he could not.
You could ask him to come here.
Yeah, I will not. I mean, his life is the band, right? So
yeah, true.
But it was so nice because then I give him my contacts to you,
uh-huh.
and then I lost my phone coming back because I had to take the bus to go back to Italy. And I was writing him, and then he was writing me back an email, say, "Oh, how you fine? Everything went okay."
Uh-huh.
He was really nice guy.
Nice.
That's why. No,
it's nice to hear. Yeah. Okay, so I have one final question before we are way out of time. I think this question is also partly answered, but I would really hear. So you see a girl, you get into your radar or target, let's say. Should you involve a friend to approach this girl or not? Or if you decide to have your friend to help you approach, is it better that he is a male or female?
I believe the best would be to have a female friend that approach this girl.
So you think that it's better to approach with a wing woman, yes, than to approach alone?
Yes.
Why is so?
Because it's less threatening. So basically what I suggest to do is send your friend there. And I don't know, let's say the bar, you start to talk, small talk, and then I invite her. Oh, do you want to meet my friends? Oh, we're chilling out, nothing special, but if you want to have nice time. Mm-hmm. And then if she's interested, even only to hang out
if
with
she's
you,
interested in the girl.
No, the girl, if she's interested in meet you guys.
Yeah, no, but if she starts to become interested in the girl that you sent.
But then it's the problem of the girl, it's not the problem of you, male metalhead, you know. Maybe it's bi, I don't know, but the point is if you invite her to join this girl, invite her to join the group of friends in mm-hmm. which there's also our metalhead, male metalhead. Then it's much more natural, much less threatening, and you know, you just start to talk with this girl, and then basically you just keep talking with her,
mm-hmm.
Kind of isolating from the rest. And if you see that she's happy to answer you back and continue the conversation with you, it means that he's interested in you. If you see that he wants to have fun time with everyone, it's not bad anyway, because at the end, maybe you can start to have like a connection with her. And in the future, you know, I don't know, you will get to know better. And who knows what will happen. But of course, the thing is that if you don't even try to connect somehow, you will never add the possibility to see any result with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what metalheads needs to understand. Guys, I understand that it's difficult and it's scary and you're shy or introvert, but the only way to know people is actually to know people.
Yeah.
So it's
no,
like...
But my life experiences says otherwise from time to time. But it's I will talk about these topics in a later episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think being alone is also a strategy.
As a guy?
Yeah, to meet.
If you're handsome, maybe.
I don't think that I'm handsome generally, but I become very talkative and very extrovert when I'm tipsy. So mm-hmm. this helped me a lot when I was younger, I would say. So when I'm sober, I'm having very hard time to talk,
mm-hmm.
even to talk with 3 or 4 people that I slightly know.
Mm-hmm.
So to talk with a stranger is totally no.
Okay.
I would probably die most of, I feel like that. But when I'm sober enough, I have a very nice soft spot,
mm-hmm.
Which is, luckily for me, it is very big. So after like 5-6 beers, I have a very large, soft, nice spot that mm-hmm. goes until I start to puke all over, which is very late in the night generally. So that makes me very easy to meet people. And I rarely needed any help in this situation. But I will talk about it later.
Okay.
I just made an introduction, so I will gather some examples from my past to how
okay,
I
so
managed.
There will be Saint Murat.
Not Saint Murat, but I will also share some possibilities, I would say. But mainly we need to hear from you because you are the rarest species.
I have so many stories, seriously,
yeah,
of what is good and what is not.
We had a couple of more questions, but I will leave it to the next episode.
Okay.
Next Saint Serena, because we are already nearly 40 minutes.
Now, anyway, if you guys have any question, please write to our Gmail address and we will pick it over.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. We don't have to choose really, because it will be the first question that we receive probably.
But and also if you think that the Twitch channel about love problems for metalheads is something that I should do, please let me know, because I'm really thinking about it. Eh?
Okay.
It should be so fun and at least something to do during 2021.
That's also true. Yeah.
Okay, then see you next week.
See you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.